This is 2015 Denver Broncos Cheerleaders Auditions. This is the 23rd team of the Denver Broncos Cheerleaders. We are here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High for preliminary rounds of auditions. First thing the girls do when they come in is register for the day. They submit an application with all of their personal information on it, including education and accomplishments, work experience. After that, they will head over to the floor to stretch and prepare for the audition. For the first round, the ladies are really, really jittery. This is a big day, and a lot of them have been training all year for this opportunity. So the first thing we do is do an across the floor, and that's sort of a simple combination of moves that we cheerleaders use often, kicks, turns, and simple choreography, sort of to help the girls work out the kinks and just get an idea of who is qualified with regard to dance to move on to the next round. The girls will move across the floor in groups of three to be judged by our panel of judges. After everybody has danced, we will tally all the scores from round one and narrow it down to about 100 women that will move on to round two.
I feel like it went fantastic. I feel like it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of great energy here, and you just feed off of that, and it's just enjoyable, so I feel really good.
This has been my dream since I was 8 years old, and I'm just ready to make it a reality. I feel pretty good. It's always nerve-wracking that first round because it's the initial first time they see you, and so I feel really good. I'm hoping that they'll come back with some good news.
Round two is where the girls really get to dance. We teach a one-minute routine very similar to the material that we will perform on game day on the field. This is our chance to really see what the ladies can do, to see how technically trained they are, to get a sense of their performance abilities, and really start to see who shines in that group. So in this round, we always tell the judges, we're not looking for perfection. Really what we're looking for is somebody that wows us, somebody that has poise and beauty and grace, dance ability. We put them on the spot here, and it's a lot of material to learn in a high-pressure situation in a short amount of time, so we're always just looking for that special spark. After we have completed the round two process and everybody has gone through in groups of three, we'll tally all of the judges' scores again, and that's where we'll narrow it down to our top 50 finalists. Number one, two, six, seven, 62, 64, 67, 113, 115, and 118.
I think it's certainly easier. I feel like I've been able to pick up the DBC style in a sense. And I mean, it does take, there's always things we can improve on. And, you know, I'm still bettering myself as a dancer. And I do feel that that was certainly easier this time than last time.
Any audition is just another opportunity to perform and learn new choreography and pick up a new style and get out there and perform and really just do your best. So making it to finals is an honor and a privilege just to really show all the hard work that you've had through your whole life. So it's good.
All of this week of audition culminates in our final show. This year it will be at the June Swainer Gates Auditorium at DU at 6 p.m. That show is open to the public. We would love all of our Broncos fans and cheerleaders fans, young and old, to come on out and support all of us as we pick the 23rd team of the Denver Broncos Cheerleaders.
Three, go!